other monsters crowded around me, continually attacking. I treated them politely, offering the edge of my razor-sharp sword, but the feast, I think, did not please them, filled their evil bellies with no banquet-rich food, thrashing there at the bottom of the sea. By morning they decided to sleep on the shore, lying on their backs, their blood spilled out on the sand. Afterwards, sailors could cross that sea road and feel no fear. Nothing would stop their passing. Then God's bright beacon appeared in the east. The water lay still, and at last I could see the land, windswept cliff walls at the edge of the coast. Fate saves the living when they drive away death by themselves. Lucky or not, 9 was the number of sea-huge monsters I killed. What man anywhere under heaven's high arch has fought in such darkness, endured more misery, or been harder pressed? Yet I survived the sea, smashed the monster's hot jaws, swam home from my journey. The swift-flowing waters swept me along, and I landed on Finnish soil. I've heard no tales of you, Unferth, telling of such clashing terror, such contests in the night. Brekka's battles were never so bold. Neither he nor you can match me, and I know no boast, have announced no more than I know to be true. And there's more. You murdered your brothers, your own close kin. Words and bright wit won't help your soul. You'll suffer hell's fires, Unferth, forever tormented. Ecglaf's proud son, if your hands were as hard, your heart as fierce as you think it, no fool would dare to raid your hall, ruin Herod, and to oppress its prince, as Grendel has done. But he's learned that terror is his alone. Discovered he can come for your people with no fear of reprisal. He's found no fighting here, but only food, only delight. He murders as he likes, with no mercy, gorges and feasts on your flesh, and expects no trouble, no quarrel from the quiet Danes. Now the Geats will show him courage. Soon he can test his strength in battle. And when the sun comes up again, opening another bright day from the south, anyone in Denmark may enter this hall. That evil will be gone. Hrothgar, gray-haired and brave, sat happily listening, the famous ring-giver sure at last that the Grendel could be killed. He believed in Beowulf's bold strength and the firmness of his spirit. There was the sound of laughter and the cheerful clanking of cups and pleasant words. Then Wealtho, Hrothgar's gold-ringed queen, greeted the warriors, a noble woman who knew what was right. She raised a flowing cup to Hrothgar first, holding it high for the lord of the Danes to drink, wishing him joy in that feast. The famous king drank with pleasure and blessed their banquet.